Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Mariah Hansen. She is the founder and CEO of the DINA, the Dinosaur Weekend, which is held every year in Palm Springs. Thank you very much for joining me today, Mariah. I appreciate the time.
Oh, well, thank you, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, before we get into it, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became founder and CEO of the DINA?
Oh, well, we're going to have to go back 29 years, Steve. I had just graduated from college, been working for a couple of years, and I was famous in college for throwing very wild parties. And I started throwing parties in San Francisco under the same concept, and it segued into hearing about some small parties at the DINA in Palm Springs, and I thought, well, that's going to be novel. So I decided I'd head down there, and I did something very novel. I rented out an entire hotel. I made everything all-inclusive for women, and I rented the Palm Springs Museum, which had never been done before. And the concept just worked, kind of taking over hotels and offering them 100% to our guests. And the Palm Springs Museum was just a huge hit. It was such a hit that they never, ever let me go back there again.
Okay. Now, the DINA, it's entering its 29th year. Tell us a little bit about the event on a broad spectrum.
The DINA is this incredible event that encompasses this celebratory weekend for women that includes live music, celebrities, lesbians, little minor sports events, bands, comics. But mostly the event really is designed to send a message to the queer women community that we are an empowering community and that together we're stronger, that we have a lot to celebrate, that our lives are meant to be lived out loud, and that we're worth offering the best production that we can possibly give, and we do. And it sends out a message overall that just says we have a lot to celebrate and a lot to feel proud of, and let's continue to break those ceilings that women need to continue to break in order to have full equality, in order to live full lives that are independent, in order to just resonate in life the way that we should without any of the inhibitions or oppressions that we experience.
Okay, now when and where is this year's event?
It's always in Palm Springs, and this year it takes place at the Hilton Hotel. That's where all the pool parties are. And the evening event, the signature event, is at the Palm Springs Convention Center on Saturday night. It's called the Hollywood Party. And Friday we have the Black and White Ball, and it's at the Hyatt Hotel. We've taken over the entire first floor of the hotel, from the lobby to the atrium to the bar area, spilling outside into the pool. It's going to be spectacular.
And what dates is the DINA set for?
The DINA usually takes place the first weekend in April, so it's April 3rd through April 7th.
So you have been doing this a long time, 29 years, nearly three decades, so that is quite a long time. But in this year's event, what are you most excited about?
I am particularly enthused about this year's lineup. I always like to think that I have a good lineup. We've had some pretty notable people on our stage. I have been doing this so long that I've developed a knack for picking the next big thing in music. So our list of celebrities that have played our stage are pretty impressive, from Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Kesha, Iggy Azalea, Meghan Trainor, and last year Jessie Reyez. So we every year present somebody that you'll never see in that small of a venue again, even the following year. But this year I feel like I have two or three that are that strong. I've really just kind of lucked out with the lineup. So we have an artist called Licka Lee 47 who wears a mask, which one would think, you know, it's one of those novel ideas to design possibly to get yourself noticed. But in her case, it's a statement that's working. And so it doesn't feel as much novel as it does singular and unique, because her talent is so exceptional. So she doesn't need to wear the mask to get attention. But she's bringing attention to music standing on its own and not having to be sold as a package the way that the industry sells it, especially with women.
Right.
And so she is one of my favorite acts because that message is so strong, but also because she's so incredibly talented. Then we have Cody Shane, who is from a musical background. I think a lot of members of her family have been very successful in the music industry, from performing to producing. So she's kind of born into it, but she's also incredibly talented. And she's also an out artist, which it's very heartwarming to see that artists can come out much earlier than they used to and really celebrate their music without having the hindrance of any kind of social stigma. So she calls herself the young heartthrob, and I'm really excited for her. She's playing on Friday at the pool. We have Dea, who is a very accomplished artist. I think she's a several-time platinum recording artist, and she's performing at our signature event. So she'll have her full band with her, and people are going to just be in the middle of a dance party, and then it'll stop and become a concert, and then it'll segue back into a dance party. It's going to be another one of those spectacular moments. And someone that I just think is going to get stratospheric is her name is Kiana Lede, and she's another one who I think is going to be a stratospheric artist. So really, really love the lineup, and I think that what's fun about the Dinah is that you can experience 5 days of celebrating, living out loud, creating community, but yet you have 5 days of this very stellar music festival going on at the same time.
Right.
And that's, I think, what makes the Dinah so unique, and I think it's also what I'm most excited about, because it didn't used to be that way. It's something that I started developing about 8 years ago, or 9 years ago, and it's really taken off, and to the point where the music industry starts, they didn't used to take my calls, Steve,
mm-hmm.
but they do now.
Yeah, they have
yeah.
to. You've become a kind of a national event.
Yes. International, really. Our customer base is coming from as far as Russia.
Wow, that's great. Now, what is it about the Dinah that keeps people coming back year after year?
We like to think of ourselves a little bit like Madonna. She kept on reinventing herself, and we like to think that was a very good model to emulate, because I think that you need to be very, very cognizant of what's going on in society and be just a little bit ahead of the curve. And I think the Dinah's always managed to do that. It's had a lot of incarnations in its 29-year history. And so an example is turning it into a music festival, because music is such a uniting force, and because the lines between gender identity, between just even identifying period is getting more and more blurred. And so while it will always remain a queer women-identified event, it's got some gray areas to it now. And I wanted to have some platform that was a common ground for everyone, and that's always music.
Over the many years that you've been doing this event, how has the event changed? How has it evolved from when you started to now?
It's changed tremendously. The Dinah has progressed from an event that the invites were sent out in envelopes because people weren't out. And we had to be very sensitive to being very low-key. Palm Springs as a city hadn't embraced the event yet. And so it was very hard for me to even book event spaces. They wanted to find out what other business they could get before they agreed to do contract with me. And that quickly changed within 4 or 5 years to, oh, my God, this is a great piece of business. One of the highlights of my career was being offered a 10-year contract by the Wyndham, which is kind of unheard of in the meeting planner business, but they just wanted to own the event. And so that's one area where it's changed. The city has embraced the event to the point now where we're considered a legacy event in Palm Springs. So we're one of 10 accounts in Palm Springs that's considered just one of their core events that the city is incredibly proud of. And I love that, because I went from producing an event in a city that was not LGBTQIA inclusive to one that absolutely embraces it. And that in its own is just, you know, we've come a long way, baby. So that's wonderful. And then just women being more comfortable with themselves. I mean, we have really made a lot of inroads in society with LGBTQIA acceptance. And so, well, I don't send out invites anymore because no one uses the mail anymore, but there would be no reason to hide them in envelopes at this point. People are very comfortable with their sexuality, and I think society as a whole is much more accepting of sexuality and, you know, lifestyle choices. And so these differences have been, you know, groundbreaking. And they create an event in 2019 that is a top-notch event that's very well respected by the city.
Over the years that you've held the Dyna, do you think that the Dyna has helped promote the LGBTQI community, help promote their, well, I don't want to say agenda, but help them get better acceptance in society?
I think that we have definitely made a change in moving forward the civil rights or the LGBTQI civil rights movement, for sure. We've certainly made a mark in Palm Springs, but you can't help but affect people that go to an event like this and live out loud for 5 days in a row or however long they're there. Some people are coming from very oppressed areas, and then they're returning home after the Dyna, and there is a feeling that would be hard to erase, a feeling that it's possible to actually live where you feel accepted and where you feel your lifestyle is normal. And oftentimes people come to an event like the Dyna and they move.
I imagine it would give them a sense of empowerment.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the messages that I have about the event, that I, you know, I have my own intent every year as I produce the event. And that intent is very powerful. And so it may not be an outspoken intent, but it's a very strong intent nonetheless. And it does affect the event. So the intent for me for the past few years has been women empowerment. It always is to a certain degree, of course. It's a women's event, but much more focused in that I book talent now that tells a story. So Jessie Reyes last year is a really good example. She's an artist who is so incredibly talented and gorgeous. And when she was starting out in her career, when she got to L.A., she was basically sent a message by the powers that be in the industry, male, that in order for her to become well-known, she would have to exchange sexual favors. And she said no to it. She wrote a song called The Gateway, and she created a movie of the same title that really exposed that sexually nefarious intent by some of the powers that be in the industry. And these are the stories that we're telling, that there's women out there that are saying no to a outdated, oppressive paradigm and saying yes to the possibility that we can set the whole stage for our lives and for the way that we do things. And she was told she'd never make it. And look at her. She's hugely famous. So these are the stories that we tell through our musicians. And even that, in that intent, is an empowering message. It's very subtle, but it's out there. There's not an artist that doesn't have a good story to tell about doing it on their own terms.
Great. Now, what is it about Palm Springs that makes it such a perfect location for the Dyna?
Palm Springs is the perfect location for the Dyna because, A, the weather.
Right.
It couldn't be better. And I have tried a Dyna variation in Monterey, but the weather wasn't there. And so whilst it was decent, it never really took off. So the Dyna is, like, incredible because all the East Coasters are so excited to get in a plane and come to California for a weekend. And Californians are just kind of, they're also kind of ready to get in that Palm Springs sun and enjoy ourselves for 5 days. But I have to say that the city itself is so welcoming. So no matter where you go in Palm Springs, you feel very welcome. And for that particular weekend, it's almost like Palm Springs becomes completely queer women because they're just all over the place. And so there's a sense of normalcy in a way. I mean, just that the world seems like it's just filled with people in our community. And that can feel very liberating for a few days. I think after a while, you know, our world is better suited to have every single type of person in it imaginable. But for a few days, it's pretty empowering to feel like it's your world and that you're living out loud and you're living on your own terms and you're being catered to by a city that really appreciates your presence in the town, even if it's just economically. I don't have a problem with that because a lot of ways, there's lots of roads to Rome, and even if we're building economic roads by saying we're a viable market, that has changed our civil rights platform because companies started having to gear their messaging more and more towards a more liberal invitation. And so it all kind of comes to play to create a very powerful force for social change. And I think events like the Dyna actually do that at a very subtle level, but a very powerful level.
Great. Now, we touched on this a little bit, but what statement, if any, does the Dyna make to our society that we live in?
It makes the Dyna makes a very powerful statement in society. It makes two. The first one it makes is that if you went to the event, you would see for 5 days that every conceivable type of women is there and getting along and feeling elevated and liberated and just filled with celebration. And that's pretty hard to do because people are coming from all over the world. And even in the States, we're living in areas where people feel more oppressed than in other areas and where there's more segregation than in other areas, including the gay community or the LGBTQIA community. And so the Dyna kind of is this experience where that doesn't matter. And people walk through the doors, and this is another intent of mine, and all of those isms kind of go away because they just weren't there. They're not there. You can't find them there. And so it becomes this very, it's almost like a Woodstock. It's just like this love fest. And I think people leave very changed because they're experiencing different people that maybe they weren't experiencing back home. Maybe they never thought they'd meet somebody from Russia that they could be talking to, or somebody from, you know, in Chicago. It's a very segregated city. And here you are at the Dyna, and there's all sorts of people from every religion, color, background. And that's a really powerful message to impart during the weekend, that our differences don't really mean that much, that we have so much more in common to celebrate. So that's a very powerful platform for it right there. But, you know, it also is really a beautiful statement to the city of Palm Springs and really to society at large, that to look at that and go, hey, this is possible, that people can get along. It doesn't matter what the backgrounds are, that if there's a common goal here, then there's a common vision, and we have to find the common goal. Now, for the Dyna, the common goal is just to really celebrate your lives for 5 days, but we can find more elevated common goals. We can all work together.
Okay, very good. Now, where can those that are interested get tickets? Where can we go to find tickets? And I imagine you have various ticket packages available.
There are varying packages. So you can get tickets at the Dyna at my website, thedyna.com, and you can get tickets at the event, at the door. They're more expensive doing it that way, so it's really best to get a weekend pass because we price it so that you're only paying for 4 events instead of 10. It's actually a pretty good deal, but people can come to as many events or as little events as they like, and so the place to buy the tickets on site is at the Hilton. Other than that, online.
Okay, now, give us that website again, and a website where they can go just to get more general information on some of the artists that are playing and some of the events that are taking place.
You got it, Steve. It's thedyna.com. That's thedinah.com.
And give us the dates again.
The Dyna is April 3rd through April 7th, taking place in Palm Springs.
Okay, as we start to wrap things up, if there's one point that you can make about the Dyna, what would that be?
The Dyna is a 5-day excursion into living your most celebrated, empowered, and inspiring life with thousands of other women, experiencing the most incredible music format imaginable.
Okay, we've been speaking with Mariah Hansen, founder and CEO of the Dyna, the Dyna Shore Weekend, coming to Palm Springs in April. So thank you once again for joining me today, Mariah. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. It was a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.